All right, let's get an update from Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Nick, how you been?
Oh, pretty good. A lot of fishing in.
Well, that was my next question to you. Have you been fishing? And where would you like to start today? You want to start with the rivers?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing for the most part, is fishing the smaller trips right now.
Yeah, I've seen lots of warm temperatures on the big water, so concentrating on the smaller water and up in the tribs seems to be still cool enough to hold a lot of fish.
Yep, and we got safe fishing temps there. You know, I'm getting even high 60s on the tribs, so if you're fishing the big water right now, you better carry a thermometer, because I bet most of it is too hot.
70, 73, 72, that's what I've been seeing.
Yep. So if you're fishing at those temps, you better keep everything you get.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to catch a release on a trout living at those temps, that's for sure. Well, let's talk about the tribs then. What have you been fishing with?
I've been using a lot of terrestrials. We did really well on ants and beetles last night. Stoneflies are still taking fish, and hopper patterns.
Tell me about the hoppers, because I'm seeing lots of hoppers right now. They're still small, but there's a lot of them.
Yeah, they're all over the place, so... You know, your standard hopper flies, or, you know, even stimulators and that are working too. I'm fishing a lot of stuff with rubber legs, but I'm keeping the sizes pretty small. You know, like you were saying, they're not exactly huge, so 10s and 12s is appropriate.
Tell me about the beetles. Are you seeing those little green beetles?
Yep, I'm seeing green, plenty of black, darker brown. The main pattern for me has been using black foam with peacock body, you know, a variety of different colors of rubber or deer hair legs.
And how big have you been tying those, like size 16?
You know, they haven't been too picky on the sizes, so I've been actually running them a little bigger than I normally would, 8s, 10s, and 12s.
What about the ants that you're running? What pattern are you running there, foam?
Yep, foam again, but definitely on the smaller side, nothing bigger than a 12 for those guys.
We got some pretty amazing coho fishing to talk about for even the small boat guys close to shore near the Marquette area. That is the best I've seen in a very long time. Plus, we'll get into some good pan fishing, but there's one specific thing you need to know to get bigger bluegills. And stay tuned for that and walleye reports. Good ones to discuss as well in our next outdoor report when we continue with Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.